This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Thank God the mics are not on during the commercial break.
I'm Kirby.
I mean, honest to God. Jesus, you won't even listen to this crap. Our question, whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? And here come those emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
I don't even know if I can segue out of that. Here's one. Guys, I got a big belly button from my dad. It's not too deep, but it's wide. In high school, we would hang out at the lake, so I'll be in my bikini, and my friend Honk liked to put quarters in my belly button. Love you guys. And Miss Wobbins laughed.
That from the lovely Chrissy. Christy, who's got a big-ass belly button.
Damn, girl. Yeah. You got a big ass.
I could drink
belly
beer.
Button.
I could drink beer out of that. Pull a shot into her belly button. I'll suck it out.
She is so happy now. Yay! My dreams have come true. Miles will suck a shot of booze out of my belly button.
I'd suck a shot of booze out of just about anything. Which all is,
I don't know what's worse about those last two comments.
Hey, the commercial break was worse. That was the worst. Easiest pie, guys. Got a couple quick ones. My grandpa on my dad's side, Leroy, white Leroy, was bald. I'm not. My dad's not. I'm not, but my brother started going bald at 24. Second, my grandpa on my mom's side gave me a silver tone guitar and a tube amp from the 50s. And
nice.
Both still work fantastically. So those of you who appreciate that can understand how cool that is.
That is very cool.
Have a great day. That from Sir Jolly Joe. All the guys, borderline personality disorder isn't a spectrum of a disorder, but it's a full-on thing itself. Basically, there are three personality disorders: antisocial, narcissistic, and borderline. Borderline makes you feel stronger, makes you feel strongly with each emotion. So if you need a hug, you need a hug, like our caller was saying.
Give me a goddamn hug.
Sarah was. And we all, we know what the others do. All have some overlapping syndromes, however, and symptoms. Hope that helps, guys. That from Matthew.
Hug me or I'll beat the living piss out of you. I need a cuddle today.
Guys, I inherited the photography bug from my dad. I picked up the hobby in high school, started taking pictures with a Pentax film camera, learned how to work in a dark room. Dad was a big supporter as he built me a dark room in the basement. Eventually, I went digital, then I was teaching him. Also, I started online college today, and I'm so glad I have you guys to listen to in the afternoon to help keep the day interesting and to get a good laugh in between class lectures. Liquor and Zoom calls, guys. That from the lovely Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on to our first birthday shout-out, if we could. Guys, so our family has a birthday shout-out from each of our family members on our birthdays this year. Thank you for helping us make this year special. Jaden's birthday is today. Could we possibly get Goofy and Mickey telling Jaden how to have a good birthday? Thank you, guys, for everything you do. Here's to a better 2021. That from Elijah, Janice, and Ethan.
Well, gosh, it's easy. If you don't want your voice to crack like old Goofster, don't be a Ravens fan. You'll be just fine.
You know, a lot of good birthdays end the same way the Great Smith family does in Disney World, with ice cream.
Didn't you fire like 28,000 of your employees today? I'm not trying to bring the room down or anything.
I still got a job, don't care.
I'll see you in hell, Montgomery. I'll be the pissed off mouse.
Shipping Dale out of work.
Who's gone?
All seven of the drawers except Doc.
Who'd you let go? Who'd you furlough?
Simba. You're king. Mick said, hey, you're king. Go run your own damn country.
Some of the newer stuff.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Both the stepsisters.
Oh, that's not a bad place to start. You know?
And Cinderella.
Yeah. What's the woman's name from 101 Dalmatians?
Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil, yeah.
No, because her rag, she's easy.
Bitches, I just want to wish my buddy Clayton a happy 20th trip around the big fiery ball in the sky. Could you guys give him the dirty Germans talking about mechanics, working on pickups, and maybe a little kid fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Colby.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I do not work on pickups, but I do work on pickup lines. Which is, take off your clothes now, I'll beat you.
Yes, you know, for a while, things in the garage were getting dirty. As me as the Germans, for like, take off that little step on the back. It's a pickup truck. You don't need an extra step.
Yeah, I see one of those little four cylinders, man, those trucks, and they have runners in the bottom. Like, what are you, 3'1"?
Right.
You don't need runners. It's a four-cylinder pickup, man. It's like, you can't get into your car, you're stepping down into it. I saw one of those on a Nissan Frontier the other day. I'm like, the car's on the ground. Why do you go?
Have you ever gotten in a truck that's almost too, like, it's too tall for you?
Yes, yeah. I'm 6'4".
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, buddy.
I don't mind climbing up. I just don't want to step down into a truck.
All the Naked Ladies, today is my 29th birthday. Also, happy birthday to Les Claypool. Can I get Coach Ted hyping me up for my last year of my 20s? Thanks, guys. That from Daddy Salchi.
All right, last year of the 20s. That's an important one, a big one. This next year, everybody go, you're 30. Act like you got some damn sense. So make the most of it. Go get drunk. You don't drink. All right, smoke a little weed. You don't smoke weed. Get some barbecue. You're a man. Act like it.
I was a dude, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hello, Mitchell. It's going to get a happy birthday to my bud Kevin. He's turning the big 32. Can he get an original fish sandwich and Patrick Mahomes? No, you can't get that. Thanks, Ed from Brian. Give an original fish sandwich.
You already did enough last night.
Mitch is not sure if I have the correct address. You do.
Is that a no-look insult?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
He wasn't even looking at us, and he still hit us with the insult.
Right. Yeah.
And he did it all game.
He insulted you
for 3 hours.
Right. I want to send a happy birthday shout-out to my buddy John. He's 38 today. He's been one of my very best friends for the last 23 years. Always listens to the show. So if he can get it, your penis is too small. And Coach Ted telling him how much he sucks at fantasy football, that would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, fellas.
Bad at fantasy football, huh? Coach has seen this 100 times. You probably read everything at the beginning of the year. The preseason. Well, nobody knows stuff then. Probably sitting around waiting for the guy that was a coug and everybody likes him. Minshew. You got Minshew on your team? Son, he ain't making it. It's the NFL. It's the league. Other than that, I don't know, man. Maybe put it on auto draft if you're that bad.
Yeah, not a bad call for me either.
Well, Mitchellas, I'd like to give a shout out to my husband Matt on his 46th birthday today. Could you give him a suck it up cupcake? Your penis is too small. And the dirty Germans talking about electric cars. Thanks, fellas. That from Amanda in Silverdale.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, I don't care so much about these electric cars, but if you want to play with something electric, I will gladly drive it into your tunnel.
Yes, you know, anything that works on the battery and pleases a woman is good for me. Yes, I like these cars.
Sunshine's in heaven, bitches. Thank you for that. JK here. Today's my buddy Phil's 56th birthday, and we can't wait to drink moonshine and share an 8-ball. He's the best grandfather besides Cotton Hill. So could he get a, oh my God, what the F is that, bro, and Alan Thicke and the dirty Germans talking about lot lizards. Thanks, guys. That from Joel.
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, as a dirty German, I'm obviously a fan of these lot lizards, although they're not so often cold-blooded.
Yeah, since also that's a great King of the Hill reference. God, it was always a pain in the butt.
You think there are lot lizards on the Autobahn?
Yeah.
You guys are from Germany, I don't
yeah, know. You go by them quickly, but you slam on brakes and go in reverse.
We have with these parks in the cities. You know, it's more than just one fast highway.
Oh, well.
Yeah, uncultured, you are swine.
Gentlemen, another fine day for a birthday request. My big brother Jimmy, pronounced Richard, is turning the big 6-0 today. He could surely use some turtle wax with an andro penis in the middle, and your penis is too small. Happy birthday from your little brother Ray. Ray, pronounced Raymond.
Andro penis. Andro penis.
Andro penis. Here come Here come more old people. Only you beautiful bitcholas, I remember my birthday in time. Yay, my name is D, pronounced Dizzy D. I'm celebrating 61 turns on the spin cycle of life. Nice. I love you all, and your show is the best. Thank you for that. For my birthday this year, I would love to hear the Dirty Germans talking about floating the river with just inner tubes and cream stout in cans. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Dizzy D.
Yeah, if you play your cards right tonight, I'll make some homemade cream ale and put this in your can.
Yeah. So, no, I always enjoyed floating these rivers. You get that laundry bags, you throw the cans in there. Just so one guy that's in charge of the cigarettes, don't let them drop them in the river. So there's always that one guy on a float. Yeah, yeah, I have Ziplocs. I'll take care of it all.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I never put my weed in there with you, you idiot.
Patellas, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my best friend, Tall Boy Hal, and his wife, Cindy. She's the sexiest 61-year-old in St. Louis, and she listens to you guys all the time on radio.com. And is finishing off her birthday week today. She deserves all the shout-outs she can for putting up with my buddy Hal after all these years. Thanks a lot, guys. That from Stevie. Give her a big old bong hit, if you would, since she's 61 years old. Please, please, guys, if you can say happy birthday to my dad. He turns 90 years old today. Give him a little kid face sandwich into your penis. It's too small. That from his four lovely daughters. Thanks, guys. That from Geraldine. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
I have one more email here. Guys, the subject is not about an air fryer. Just kidding. My boyfriend and I have been wanting to try an air fryer so bad, but we have a teeny tiny kitchen, much teeny like tiny. Sam with his teeny tiny mouth, and couldn't afford the countertop real estate. Boyfriend decided he just couldn't take it anymore, and during his research, he found that there was an add-on to the Instapot that turned it into an air fryer. We got some frozen, delicious little morsels of soft batter encompassed in a bit of octopus fried and topped with bonito flakes and sauce.
What's that, Tokiobi? Takoyobi?
Takoyaki?
I've had it before. Yaki. You've
was
had
that
it.
The stuff that we had, those little fried balls down at the place?
Yeah, and it's
down.
Octopus inside. I mean, she described it.
Oh, it's great. Game changer, thrills a genius, and sunshine burns in hell.
Oh, jeez.
Keep it classy and keep up that from Kaya.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, there he is, live from his baseball studio dungeon, the one and only Ryan Castle joining us for Sit and Spin.
I am still, since mid-March of 2020, subterranean.
You are down there, man. You've been living in the basement. And you look very fallish today. You have a plaid shirt on. You look like you're ready for some soup and, you know, just kicking back and watching.
So I'm not going to complain about the nice weather we're having today, but I will tell you that Ted Smith and I had a conversation about turkey chili last week, and I brought my ass home and made turkey chili, and it was awesome.
Those were great.
Castle, I made turkey chili on Saturday myself.
Yeah, he said you and I need to have a chili off, my friend.
He said he crapped the whole afternoon in the bathroom. Right.
Yeah, that's why I missed part of the first quarter. I had three different types of beans in my chili.
What kind of beans did you put in there?
I had three jars of beans. You got me, Miles. I had two things of chili beans and one thing of kidney beans.
Well, that sounds good.
Jeez.
Yeah, sounds really good.
Yeah, that is a toilet. I would just eat that on the toilet.
What'd you put in your chili there, Castle?
Well, let me see. I did dry beans, dried kidney beans with the full-on soak. You get some red pepper in there, onions, of course, garlic, turkey, cumin, chili powder. You know, all the regular
all stuff.
All
good stuff. Do you have leftovers?
I can't make it spicy, though, because my wife can't eat spicy food, as you know. Like, here's how delicate my wife's palate is when it comes to spicy food. Pepper is spicy. Right?
Okay. Oh, no.
You can't cook with pepper, so the spice has to come later. I always joke with her. Like, she says stuff like, did you cook this in hot water? It's so spicy.
Well, I don't want to bring up your wife too much here, but I'm going to, because so far, the last 2 weeks, we've done Mr. Yeah. We have done Mrs. and Miss Songs as well. And now we move on to Doctor. And one thing that I think
prefixes.
Yeah, that is inherently true about doctors that I know, no matter if I knew them from childhood or they were my doctor growing up or whatever, but something happens to you once you get your doctorate. It's almost like you become a different person. You know
like
what I mean?
You can't eat spice.
You're not on a level of the regular person. Like that title just immediately goes straight to your head, and you are better than everybody. And I'm not saying that because your wife is a doctor. I'm just saying.
We already know she's better than you. Yeah, she's exactly. better than you long before she got a PhD.
Did you notice this?
That bar is low, though. We all know.
Did you notice the transformation when she got her doctorate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she went from the fun governor to the fun czar, I think.
when you get mail to your house, does it say Dr. Castle?
No, and I'll tell you what, like, she doesn't use it nearly as much as I would.
Right, that's what I'm
like,
saying. Yeah.
Rarely does she do. Like, you know, she'll sit on panels and stuff, and it'll just be her name. I'm like, why don't you have the doctor on mm-hmm. there? Like, you know, what was the whole point of going to school for 10 years yeah. if you're not going to use the doctor? So, like, when I book a stuff, if I check us into hotels or I book our airline tickets or something, yeah. I always put it in there. Cause
oh,
I'm embarrassed.
God, yeah.
Also, it's super cool because then people find out and they do stuff like pull up their shirt and go, hey, does this look infected?
Yeah, sure.
You know, even though, you know, she got her PhD from the School of Aquatics and Fishery right. Sciences and she's not even that kind of doctor. But I encourage it.
My buddy growing up, man, I'll never forget this. I just asked him if we were going to do something. I was like, Mr. Starcher, is it okay if Brian spends a night or whatever I threw out there? And he's like, it's Dr. Starcher.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man. Oh, sorry, brother. Sorry.
My uncle does that. My uncle's a botanist. And my mom was pissed at him. Dr. Hill, he can't cure a goddamn cold.
Yeah. Dentists get made fun of for putting doctor in front of their name. Like, all you do is fix teeth. You're not a doctor.
I didn't go to 10 years of evil school to be called Mr.
Right. But we moved on to doctor on Sit and Spin. Yeah. So today we've got 10 songs about Dr. Such and Such.
10, number 10.
That
that's Little Feat, and I came to the conclusion today while putting together this list. Doctor is a euphemism for drug dealer in the world.
Oh, really?
That song sounds like it comes with a glass of cheap warm whiskey.
I was gonna say, I think your penis smells like whiskey after a night with that person.
Definitely.
Cigarettes.
That's not how that works.
What kind of doctor are you?
The one that smokes Pall Malls. These are 10 songs about Dr. Such and Such on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
If your surgeon sounded like this, you'd walk out.
You're operating on me?
I'm going to make an incision. Mm-hmm. I've made the decision to make an incision.
I mean, does smoking weed...
cranium, my friend.
Right, like smoking weed doesn't give you a green thumb. You'd have to grow it.
Right.
Dr. Green. These are 10 songs about Dr. Such and Such on Sin Spin.
Eight, number eight.
I guess COVID cut off that Thompson twin reunion we're all hoping would come through.
Yeah, I mean, put it on the list of letdowns for 2020, man.
Jeez, Wes, can't even get that one live anymore.
10 songs about Dr. Such and Such on Sit and Spin.
Number 7.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Ted, we're looking at you.
Is this the chipmunks?
It's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, that is Alvin.
Okay. For a minute, I thought it was like the Jackson 5 song we never
classic.
Heard.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla.
What is this song about now?
The Witch Doctor.
Ah, the Witch Doctor, yes.
Seriously, from Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yes, sir.
Turn that up. Might be the best one we've heard so far.
Somehow I think this is like the 90s remix of it. So I'm hearing a lot of go.
That was like, number one.
Was this from the film?
These are 10 songs about Dr. Such and Such on Sit and Spin.
Six, number six.
UFO.
UFO.
Oh, okay.
All right. For a minute, I thought it kind of had like a Thin Lizzy vibe to it. And I was like,
that's what I thought at first, but my dad is not
an Phil. Era.
That's UFO.
10 songs about Dr. Such and Such on Sit and Spin.
Five. Number 5.
You better call me a doctor. Feeling
I know David Lee Roth's not supposed to be funny. I cannot laugh, or not laugh, when I hear him do it. I don't know why.
Is he talking about... Is this sex? Is this drugs?
This is the voice of a hot mess. You know what I mean?
Oh, baby, I can hardly walk. My third leg.
Now he's just bragging.
Did you do drugs in a bathroom stall with David Lee Roth once, Miles?
I believe that was a true story. Something like that. Hey, man, let's go back in there. I got something. All right, Dave, sure. Yeah.
Number four.
Dr. So, Miles, I fell down a wormhole of vintage Kiss concert clips. How did I not know they were cheesy? You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at this like, this is unbelievable.
Is there a doctor in the house?
But do yourself a favor. Just watch any live concert clip of Kiss. Just Paul Stanley between the songs. Entertainment for hours.
These are 10 songs.
I don't know what's going on in Seattle and Tacoma today, but it burns when I pee. I think I need to stop and
love. For your love gun?
That was always my favorite.
I don't know how you got in, but I came in through the back door and I brought my gun in here.
I can't even get that.
10 songs about Dr. Sex and Sex.
Number three.
Doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my ill. I got a bad case of loving.
Here's a fun story for you, Ryan Castle. One morning I come in, I'm working a morning show. I have to interview Robert Palmer. The night before I did acid at a Grateful Dead show. I'm tripping my balls off, right? I'm still on the air. And Robert's on hold before we go on live. And I'm like, hey, man, I got to tell you, if I'm a little dazed, I did acid last night. I said, I still think I'm tripping. He's like, where did you go? And I was like, to the Grateful Dead. He's like, oh, mate, that sounds like the greatest night ever. Tell me more. And I was like, well, Steve Winwood opened up. He's like, oh, Steve Winwood's my buddy. He starts going into all these. I'm like, can you hold off for 1 second? We're not on the air yet. Right. It sounds like, but we can't save talk this about the fact that I think I'm still tripping on acid. He's like, okay. It's great. I was like, I love this guy, man. He was interviewing me.
With Robert Palmer.
He was interviewing me. I was like, yeah, late.
Dude, is that there, wasn't Robert Palmer. That was your mom. She's worried about you.
Are you okay? 10 songs about Dr. Such and Such on Sid and Spin.
Number two.
You want to talk about our text chain? Let that go.
The new steakhouse. Grills, grills, grills. Tri-tips, chicken strips.
We got the cooks that grill.
Home sweet home fries.
I love creamer.
Yeah. My croutons and and my coffee's cold.
And I think we've come full circle with doctors being drug dealers here.
Ribs, ribs, ribs.
Hey, Tommy, look at those ribs.
Whoa, 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 bitch.
That's fries with the mild side.
You're right. These are 10 songs about Dr. Such and Such on Sex and
Spin. Number one.
Like a surgeon.
Oh. Nice work there. Ah, Cassie, you killed it. Thank you so much. There you go with Sit and Spin. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, an air hostess that lost her job due to the lockdown has just been arrested after she became a drug dealer.
Well, sure, it shouldn't make ends meet, man.
Sounds like something from Breaking Bad.
It does.
He didn't lose his job, but...
Well, she did.
Well, a little secret here. If you're young and in the industry, those employees don't make a whole lot of money in the first place.
Correct.
It's like, don't they, Ted, like, wheels have to be up and everything else?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
That's why they want you to sit down quickly. They need to get that thing away from the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of drugs was she pushing?
I'm not working on it, Ted. I don't know.
Because of the stuff I like, she's forgiven.
Cocaine. That's what it was.
She's cool.
She was moving cocaine.
This wasn't her first time.
And I bet you half of her clients are the people she worked with.
I cannot sleep on this red eye.
And you shouldn't.
Pardon me, sir. Do you want your coffee with extra sugar?
It's like the video to learn to fly.
Of the booger variety.
A little packet.
A booger sugar.
Judge in Colombia is under investigation. Speaking of which, a judge in Colombia is under investigation after it came forward that she was selling X-rated photos on OnlyFans for clothing discounts.
Is that wrong?
My guess, honestly, in Colombia must be then. Because you're right. I thought the same thing. It's like, you know what? This is her second job. She probably doesn't make a whole lot of money as a judge.
You're wearing a robe. You can wear whatever the hell you want underneath there.
She was.
I'm dead serious. Clothes don't really matter that much as far as your public appearance being a judge, because ultimately when people see you, you've got the robe on, right?
It's one of those where don't take work home with you. Does she really have to be this massive authority figure when she goes home?
I think from a moral compass standpoint, somebody might say, hey, look, how could you judge me if this is how you...
Because that's my job.
...kind of manage your life.
Right.
In other words, I wouldn't say like, hey, I'll whip my junk out. Can I get these jeans for $20 less?
Right. Okay, but her job is to interpret the law and then make a just judgment.
Well, as long as she can do that, she can do her job.
That doesn't mean that she's following it to a T.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody?
She's not breaking it. Look, I agree 100% with you, but that's problem with these OnlyFans. Like, if you...
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I had to shut down Ted the Bear.
Ted the Bear. Yeah. What about Ted the Puppy?
Ted, do I get a refund for all the subscriptions that I sent you?
No, you got the premium package.
Ooh.
You figured that'd come with protections, Ted.
Oh, it did.
A woman in Florida has been accused of spending charity money for the family of a murder victim on bills and shopping.
Damn.
It was actually triple murder, if I'm not mistaken.
That's messed up right there.
Yeah.
You want to sell drugs because you lost a job? I don't care. You want to go on OnlyFans and you're a judge? I don't care. You're taking up people's money. Come on, man.
Right. Classy. Good work. A new study found that it's actually a myth that a woman's sex drive decreases with age.
Yeah. Bring it on.
Guys, let's explain it to you like this. You know the sex drive hasn't gone anywhere. The problem is, you're just not the guy they want to be with.
Right.
Yeah. That's what, you, man, ugly. They never want to have sex. Like, bro, they do.
Guess
just
what?
Not with you.
Look at yourself naked in the mirror. Yeah. It all explains
itself.
And then
ask yourself, oh, she just must be losing her sex drive. Like, no, she's with you.
Guess what? Somebody is buying a brand new 2020 Camaro today.
Who woke up in here?
40 years from now.
Right. Who woke up here and did crunches this morning or push-ups?
Not me.
That's insane.
Like, I know what I look like.
Yeah.
I'm trying. A new study found that rude work emails can cause stress and sleep issues.
Well, no kidding.
For both the sender and recipient, actually.
Because it's work, and you're not quite sure how it's going to go down.
Right.
In your personal life, you already know each other's roles. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But work, you know, it's just going to go to HR. They're going to be...
Increased pressure.
That's why I'm very selective about who I send emails to. And there's like maybe four people. Because I'm always the same way in every email. And I'm like, I can't respond.
Miles, is that offer of $20 still on the table?
Sure. You know me.
A man in El Paso stole a French bulldog while holding the owners at knife point. I feel like this was an older story, but honestly, the date was like 2 days ago.
This is a different dog.
It was a wiener dog before. Now it's a French...
No, they were both French bulldogs. I do remember that.
Remember, because I couldn't pronounce Dachshund.
Yeah, it was a Dachshund. The first one.
Okay, so I'm going even further back, because I remember specifically this one was a French Bulldog.
Yeah, and that was at Arby's. This is a different one.
Gotcha.
I mean, why are you stealing me at knife point from these people?
No, I'll give you three roast beef sandwiches for that dog.
You know, by having me, you will have to extract my anal glands.
Yeah, like,
are you sure it's worth pulling a knife out?
Throw a rock. Yo, hit a French Bulldog.
Yeah, no.
It's a very popular dog.
That's right.
That's a good point.
A linguistics professor conducted a survey that focused on how people around the U.S. pronounce the state that they live in. And what he found was the most mispronounced states. So here's what I'm going to do. Instead of actually telling you guys, trying to pull you guys on which states were the most mispronounced, I have the top seven, and I'm going to see if you guys can say it properly.
Well, it depends on where you are and how you say it. Steve brings it up all the time. You do not pronounce the name of your hometown, home state, correctly if you live there or grew up there.
My uncle has lived in California for about the last 50 years. That's not an exaggeration. He's a PhD. We talked about him a couple minutes ago on Sit and Spin. Man's a botanist. And he can pronounce every word in English language except California. But to say where you live, he lives in California. And it makes me want to punch him in the face.
People in Washington, D.C. live in, and not here, state of Washington.
Right.
In D.C., it's Washington. There's an Washington. R before it.
Maryland is Merlin.
Merlin.
Balmer. In New Jersey.
Balmer.
New Jersey has no new. Mm-hmm. I'm from Jersey.
That's right.
But in theory, there is a correct way. That's why they had the expert.
Yeah, right. And so the locals are the ones that are actually saying this one. So this is how the locals are saying their state.
It'd be Georgia.
Right.
Georgia. It's not Georgia. Georgia.
So let me give you an example here. How would people from Chicago name their state?
Chicago.
No, Illinois. Their state. Oh. There you go. Thank you. So I'm not going to say the state for you because I don't want to screw it up.
All right.
But Ted's absolutely right. It is Illinois. Not Illinois, but Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. Right.
Number six, people that are in Denver, what state would they be in?
Well, if it's my uncle, Colorado.
Colorado.
It says, while you may have been saying Colorado, locals will tell you that it's better to say Colorado.
Colorado. So it's like Nevada.
Right.
Correct.
Yep.
Colorado. Let's see here. How about people we know about Kansas, but how about that other one that it sounds nothing like Kansas, however it's spelled similarly?
Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Arkansas?
No, that's not it. No.
Arkansas.
So it says it's Arkansas. It's what we already know it to be as Arkansas, but apparently way too many people are mispronouncing that one.
Well, Les Miles, college football coach at LSU years ago, called it Arkansas.
Arkansas. All right, a little bit north there. Let's see. Kansas City, actually, right next door.
Missouri.
Correct. It is actually Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri and Missouri.
Everyone I've met from Missouri says Missouri.
Come on.
That's the only reason I guess it. From Missouri.
All right, the dumbest state in the United States. Wait, no, it wasn't. It's just the one that there at the southeast. One that all the news comes from.
Florida.
Yeah, you bet.
Florida.
Is it Florida?
So it says, residents of the Sunshine State would argue that Florida should be pronounced with a southern accent. They tend to draw out the word as Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Florida.
Rather than focus on the hard R sound in Florida. So it's actually Florida.
Florida.
Flour
instead of floor.
Florida.
Yeah, flour. Florida.
All right, how about our neighbors to the south here?
Oregon.
Says, we bet you've fallen for Oregon's tricky pronunciation. Originally, the state in the Pacific Northwest was most likely pronounced as Oregon. However, over time, that changed to Oregon. And today's most common pronunciation, Oregon.
Oregon.
Right.
Oregon. Coos Bay.
Coos Bay. I love Coos Bay, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to a strip club there?
No. I went out on the dunes and almost killed myself.
Me neither.
All right, and the number one most mispronounced state houses both Reno and Las Vegas.
Nevada.
How do you say it?
Nevada.
We got corrected on that one
many times.
Like, that's the only reason we know it is people kept emailing us.
Nevada. It's not Nevada, it's Nevada.
Nevada. Let's get back to some good news stories here. A man in Vermont is growing a giant 115-pound zucchini that he hopes will break the world record.
And his wife is loving it.
Food that people don't want to eat.
He better hurry up, man. Summertime's like over.
It is. He says it's already the biggest of the season, I think, in his area. But
my question is, who cares? How does it taste?
Like zucchini. And that's the unfortunate part.
I don't mind
I hate zucchini.
What is the...
right there with it.
You know, deep fried zucchini where they put the marinara on top of it.
Doesn't help.
All that.
I know what you're talking about, but again... You deep fried something and covered it in sauce.
I like zucchini. Zucchini and squash, cook it in a little butter.
No, I don't mind.
That's a whole lot of zucchini.
I'm probably burned because I actually accidentally one time mistook little zucchini coins. I thought that they were cucumber coins. I've been into one, and it's nasty.
I don't like it, man.
Millennials are trying to shake the stigma of moving back in with their parents.
Of course they're trying to shake the stigma because they're moving back in with their parents.
Yeah, and they're trying to shake that stigma with their parents.
Mm. Right. Financial times are tough. They need a little bit of a leg up here. We need some help.
Just sleep outside.
Yeah, they're paying for student loans and everything else. You understand how the economy...
But this is not new.
No, it's not.
The inflation on the loans.
That's true. Tough. That's true.
Right. They have a point. Not saying I enjoy it.
Come on home, kids. Save me all that money.
Rapid COVID.
Everybody's doing it online anyway.
Yeah, but they still charge you.
Oh, my God. You're not kidding. They did not lower the tuition cost.
Right. Nothing has dropped.
So the online curriculum from 2 years ago is almost a third of that price, right?
All right.
They are not showing up in class. So my daughter is getting an online education from the same university that she could have got it from 2 years at a third of the price. And she is being charged for the full price admission with the same classes that were available then.
Right.
So you wonder what the problem is with the system. It's not necessarily just the student loan thing.
Who's wondering?
Which is a big deal.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's wondering anymore. Also, this is a scam.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Rapid COVID-19 tests that only take about 30 minutes to get results are being shipped all over the world.
Except for here.
Right. Just trying to increase testing.
Yeah.
A biotech company in Australia may have nasal spray that would help with the more serious COVID-19 cases.
Okay.
I'm not a nasal spray fan in general, but if it had a general purpose that was bigger than that, I would do it.
Sure.
I remember my mom and my dad used to snort that crap up my nose and blow
saline?
It.
Saline?
And then the burn would happen. You got like, the brain freeze.
God,
it's like nasal spray, like Vicks. Or not Vicks.
Not Vicks. What?
I don't know what was it. But it burned just like that.
It burns a little.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
as bad as Vicks.
It just hits the back of your neck and your throat. And you're like, oh, God.
A man over in the UK bought himself an Escort online but was shocked to see who came out of the car.
Who came out of the car?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contest online for Profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.